Hello, my lovely Edge Dwellers. Luca Halix here, Power Sorcerer. This is the audio version of my blog post called What is in Your Nature, posted on June the 20th, 2022. As a preamble, this post is another in the series of channeled material from my guides and my intergalactic team. Aside from the information in the post, you can also get a feel for how it comes about for me. I get images, feelings, thoughts, and then I have to interpret them. Usually there's some kind of aha moment followed by more information. It's as if once I turn the key, I can receive more information on the other side of the metaphorical doorway. So here we go for this post. At the start of our session, a booming voice in my head said, "You are not here to do this all on your own." As I heard this, I felt a tension up the left side of my neck and a bit twitchy overall. And then this is what I wrote down from the session as it unfolded. I feel as if I'm way up in the air looking down on the landscape at about the height of a hot air balloon. It's a sunny day and slightly hazy. This image disappeared quite quickly and I felt quite happy while I was in it. Then suddenly I was back in the scene again. Everything felt clear and calm, not windy. My guides began moving my head as they often do when I'm channeling. They moved it way over to the right. I sensed that I was sitting in the shade of the mountain and could see steep mountains all around me. I was peering down the very steep mountainside and realized that I must be on the mountain now instead of being up in the air. I could see a mountain goat of some sort crawling up and down the rocky face of the mountain. The word ibex came into my thoughts, and I had to go and look it up because I wasn't sure what an ibex was. It's not like I've seen them very often. I don't experience any fear, and although my situation could be seen as precariously balanced, it doesn't feel that way. It's sheer rock, but I feel equipped. I don't look at the cliff face and wonder whether I can handle it. I feel that it is in my nature to climb. It's normal. Then, as if I can unpack the meaning of the experience, I realize that in what I'm looking at in this lifetime, it doesn't matter how steep or difficult it seems, I'm equipped. All I need to do is take the next step, up, down, sideways, clinging to the edge of the cliff and looking around at the scenery. There will always be things that I'm trying to understand, to navigate, reflect upon, climb over, because that's the nature of who I am and what I'm doing in this lifetime. It isn't that when I'm doing these things, I'm doing something incorrectly or not getting it. Rather, it's that this is what I'm here to do and how I'm here to do it. I can treat it the way the ibex treats the mountainside. The ibex doesn't say to itself, "I didn't climb the mountain today. I'm hurting someone. Someone's going to be disappointed." It just continues with what is in its nature to do and be. So I leave you with this thought today. What is in your nature? What is the positive or at least neutral aspect of how you have been for your whole life?